And the trouble, of course, is that priests in our country are backing this. And these same priests, sisters, I don't think I will ever say this again, Shri, not to you, but watch out for the priests who come from other countries to speak in India. Watch out. Because I know what I'm talking about. Some of the most, I have to use the adjective, radical priests from the United States are being invited and paid good money. Of course, not just travel, but good money to give lectures in different countries. Now just, I won't read everything here because I made sure you got copies to read this. As we've been saying, our Lord instituted the sacrament of confession on Easter Sunday night. Now, page 2. As the Catholic Church explains these words of Christ, who sins you forgive, they are forgiven them. Who sins you do not forgive, they are not forgiven. Christ therefore gave the apostles and their successors the right to forgive sins, watches, if they judge, that's the key word, if they judge the penitent worthy. And the corresponding right to judge that the person does not deserve absolution. In teaching priests, you cannot imagine how I insisted on both those to be ordained priests and newly ordained priests have the courage of your faith. And don't hesitate, I've been telling priests over the years, ask questions. It is not enough for a penitent to say, I have sinned against the sixth commandment. I've told my priest students, you must. Otherwise, I told them, you commit a mortal sin. You, the confessor, commit a mortal sin if you don't ask the penitent, well, what kind of a sin was it? Was it with yourself or someone else? Was that someone else? If you hear a woman's voice, was that someone else, a man or a woman? And if she, the penitent, confesses relations with a man, are you married, or was the man with whom you had sexual relations, was he married? Sisters, I know what I'm talking about. And in seminaries today, the priest must be taught what is, as you remember, going over those, remember, the Church's divine doctrines, not just the sin, but the nature, the character of the sin, even the circumstances. For example, a man will confess, say, a sin against chastity with a woman. Did that woman consent? Or did he somehow force her? And either he confesses that she was forced, or that penitent does not receive valid absolution. Do you hear me? I'm assuming that he is holding back because rape is not just a mortal sin, but it is a different kind of mortal sin which must be confessed. Then private confession of apostolic origin. We've touched on this before, but it cannot be stressed too strongly that already from the first century people went to confession. They went to confession. And as we also saw in the early church, the strictness of the church was, we would almost call it, extreme. And one reason for the widespread, for example, practice of contraception among Catholics, I think I told you, I know who the priest was, will not identify him. I told you, I'm sure, that a Catholic priest was hired by the government of India on national television to defend contraception. And that's all people need. And as we know, as priests go, so go the faithful. And that is why, and this is now over 20 years that I have been, well, I can use the word teaching the missionaries of charity. I'll never forget. It was the first Mass for the Contemplative Missionaries of Charity in Bronx, New York. Cardinal Cook was then Cardinal of New York Archdiocese. He offered the Mass for the first, opening of the Contemplative Branch of the Missionaries of Charity. And I was asked to give the homily. So I gave the homily, celebrating with Cardinal Cook. After the Mass, Mother Teresa asked to speak privately with Cardinal Cook. Well, as it happened, the room where she and the Cardinal were speaking was next door to the room that I was staying in. I could not leave the room. Otherwise, I would interfere with Mother's conversation with the Cardinal. So, let's say I closed my ears, I would not hear what she was saying to the Cardinal. And the Cardinal thanked Mother for opening this Contemplative Missionaries of Charity, the Archdiocese of New York, the first one. And he thanked her. Then Mother said, "Your Eminence, I know you have some wonderful priests in the Archdiocese of New York. In all that I've heard about your priests, they are very good priests. However, I thought, Your Eminence, I thought I should give you the names of the priests that I approve to be confessors for our sisters."